When I was little, I would pretend to be a hero. My toy box was full of capes, fire trucks, and army gear. But now life is complex. But what makes a hero remains constant. A hero defies the odds, stands strong, does what's right, even when it's not easy, particularly when it's not easy. But when faced with an unplanned pregnancy, men are told we don't have a voice. But that doesn't feel right. Shouldn't we be there? Help her? Protect her? One day our sons and daughters will ask, "What did you do?" And we want them to know that we stepped up. We supported their mother. We became fathers. And fathers can be heroes when they do what's right, even when it's not easy.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Positively Pro-Life, a podcast brought to you by the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation. We aim to bring you inspirational stories and conversations, important legislative updates, and informative interviews as we seek to restore and strengthen a culture of life. My co-host, Rimmel Tenney, is off this week. I'm Rhea Gallagher, Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation. We have an insightful interview ahead, but first, this update. Sometimes the good guys do win. I was reminded of that sacred truth when contemplating this year's Pennsylvania Pro-Life Lifetime Achievement Award winner, Michael Chicachopo. For 21 years, Michael served at the helm of the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation, the state affiliate of National Right to Life. He gained a well-deserved reputation for outstanding oratory and grassroots chapter development. He has also been a mentor to many, inspiring a number of young people to attend the National Right to Life Academy and to become leaders in the pro-life movement. With his ready smile and wit, Michael managed to disarm the most determined pro-abortion activists. He built a number of bridges, and for that, we are exceedingly grateful. It could be said that Michael was pro-life from the very beginning. He often told the story of how his parents eloped when they were teenagers, and he was born 6 months later. The family would expand to include an amazing 14 brothers and sisters. Michael would grow up to serve in the U.S. Air Force, then went on in civilian life to lead an impressive career as a hospital administrator. He then received what he believes was a divinely inspired call to serve in the pro-life movement. It was an honor to work under Michael's sunny leadership for so many years. Many of the lessons he taught me remain with me to this day. If you would like to see Michael receive his justly earned award, please join us at the Celebrate Life Banquet at the Hershey Lodge, October 12th. You can register online at www.paprolife.org. If you live in Pennsylvania, you won't want to miss this inspiring event. And now to our guest. John Wallacey oversees the Walking with Moms in Need program at St. Jane Francis de Chantal Church in Easton, PA. Welcome, John, to Positively Pro-Life.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here and talk about our ministry.
Now, tell us about Walking with Moms in Need's work to help women in your local community.
Yes. A little background first. The Walking with Moms is a nationwide initiative that was started in 2020 to honor the anniversary of the 25th anniversary of St. John Paul II's Evangelium Vitae, the Gospel of Life. And so it's meant to be at the parish level, an initiative at the parish level. So what we do is we provide tangible support. We provide emotional support. We provide mentorship. We literally and figuratively walk with the moms on their journey, pregnant and parenting moms in need. And what we also, we're not a pregnancy resource center, and we're not professional counselors. And so we stay in our lane that way. But what's unique is our support, our pledge is ongoing. So in other words, a pregnancy resource center or Catholic Charities, for example, they might only have the funding or the resources to be with a woman up until birth or maybe the first year of life. Our pledge is ongoing support for as long as necessary. You know, I always talk about the four C's of the ministry. Connect with the women in need, connect with the resources that are already out there, connect with other parishes, other dioceses, collaborate, coordinate, because what we found was that there's a lot of resources out there, but there wasn't a lot of coordination. So that's where we can be kind of a hub to alert women what other resources are out there. And then the fourth and most important is Christ, bringing Christ to the women that we serve.
That's remarkable. Now, what fruits have you seen since starting this ministry?
I think one of the most important things is just seeing the joy smiles for the women that we serve. And in some cases, the children are old enough to know what's going on. And we brought toys and clothes to the one young mother and her child. And, you know, they were both just delighted, but also the enthusiasm and excitement in our parish. It's really sparked greater interest in the pro-life movement and the Respect Life movement in our parish. We're the first Walking with Moms in Allentown Diocese. So we hope to, you know, be a template, if you will, a model for other parishes in our diocese. But also, you know, there's a particular story. One of the women that we helped, she was struggling. And despite having two jobs and trying to do everything right, she just never had enough income, et cetera, et cetera. And it was approaching Christmas time and she didn't have enough money for gifts for her daughter. And so through a friend, she was able to connect with us and she sent a lovely thank you. And in that thank you, she said, you know, I used to go to church and say to God, why me? I'm trying to do everything right. And yet I can't, you know, get ahead. And she said, after learning about your ministry and getting your support, she said, now I go to church and thank God for the blessing. So, you know, I think the fruits are changing hearts. That's the goal, the ultimate goal. And we've seen it. We've seen it in the people we serve, but also amongst our volunteers.
For resources that you have been able to locate in your community.
And that's an important part of the ministry. One of the stage, there's five stages of implementation. One was doing an inventory of the local resources in the parish, diocese, the community. So what we found is was quite surprising. Like I said, there's a lot of resources out there, but you know, there was not a lot of collaboration and coordination. So for example, some pregnancy resource centers that we've connected with are Bright Hope, and they also have a mobile ultrasound unit, which is critical. Life Choices is a beautiful program and facility. Nurse Family Partnership, which actually offers it's a free program where nurses will come and train a young mother, teach them things and just to support them. And it's not based on insurance, and it's free. And so, but another one that we recently found was United Hearts Life. And what they do, and they're a nonprofit just starting up. And it was when I spoke to their director, we both said, wow, this is our two ministries are like a marriage made in heaven. Because what they do is focus on providing Catholic or pro-life OBGYN care, which is hard to come by. And so, and they, a woman that may not be able to afford it or what have you, they provide that. And so they take that need away. And other things, they offer food and free pregnancy tests and just all sorts of things. And it was just amazing to see that, you know, all these service-oriented pro-life ministries are out there developing. And I think, you know, that's so important to, it's not only, you know, a big part of our ministry is obviously the biggest part is serving and supporting the women, but it's also to change the narrative, the false narrative. We don't have an abortion, but we do care. We care so much that we will walk with you on this journey. We understand the difficulties. So, you know, connecting with all these community resources and other pregnancy resource centers has been an amazing part of our journey.
That is amazing. The most fulfilling part of doing this ministry?
I would say knowing that literally lives can and will be saved, and that lives will be changed. The mother's lives could be changed, her other children, the people in the ministry, myself, you know, and answering God's call to serve and to love. The USCCB uses the term radical solidarity, which is basically the idea that you have to kind of get involved. True love, true solidarity is, you know, not just sitting back, it's getting involved. And really, you know, I think of, I'm not comparing ourselves to Mother Teresa, don't get me wrong, but just like what she did, how she served, you know, and that's kind of what inspires me and keeps me going.
Peers and members who serve the ministry.
Yeah, we have a great, what they call a parish support network. We have around 100 volunteers, maybe more, a mix of men, women. Some are grandmothers, some are mothers, you know. And we divide the work into committees. So we have prayer committee, we have mom mentors who are trained, have special training to do the walk with the moms, you know. And we had a mom and her adult daughter, Barb and Kate, who were so instrumental in helping us develop the ministry. And to see, you know, a mother and her daughter working together was inspiring. We had a parish picnic, a parish celebration of life to, you know, kind of initiate the ministry at our parish, and just seeing everyone come together, people who weren't necessarily volunteers, but maybe they were involved in other ministries. You know, the mom mentors are the heart and soul of our ministry. Those are the 13 to 17 women who have agreed to be on the front line, so to speak. They will, you know, if a woman needs, if there's a mom who wants the support of a mentor to go to the doctor with her, things like that, providing, you know, whatever emotional prayers, tangible support, those women are on the front lines. And then, like I said, we have other committees, publicity, prayer committee, what we call the care team, which, and donations team. So it's been a beautiful thing. I've met so many wonderful people, and it connects the parish. You know, I've met people, we have a large parish, and depending on what mass you go to, you know, but this connects and unites. And USCCB was very direct in saying, you know, pastoral unity. Every person, every parishioner should know where to refer a pregnant mom in need. That was the first goal. And we've been able to accomplish that.
Terrific. Very practical ways that our listeners can walk with moms in their communities.
Yeah, I think, like I said, through our inventory process, we found out so much that we did not know. So I think the first thing would be to do some research and find out what resources already exist in your parishes, diocese, community. That way you would know how to refer a woman in need. Prayers, obviously, you know, you could organize a baby shower or baby clothing drive in your parish or diocese or church. But I think just, again, going back to becoming more aware, and once you become more aware, I think that's the first step.
I think the awareness is key. Have you faced in this ministry?
You know, I'm not going to say it. It's every step has gone smoothly. There's been bumps in the road for sure. So I think patience and trusting in God's Spirit, which we've seen evidence of every time we've had a challenge. Like, you know, you expect something to be done. We have a timeline, you know, expect, this we want done by April, for example, and it doesn't happen and you can get discouraged. But trusting in the Holy Spirit, being patient, we've always ended up in a better place than we even imagined we would be. We meet a new person, a new community resource or what have you. And it's like, wow, you know, all we had to do was be patient and trust in the Lord, and you know, he wants this, and therefore he's going to provide what we need. But also, you know, just kind of building the infrastructure. You know, we wanted a website, brochures, business cards. We created bracelets with our information on it. You know, all those things, getting organized, took patience, because you can't just go out there and say, we're going to serve these women and promise. So we had to be patient and make sure we were ready when the time came.
Having served in this ministry, you hope?
Oh, just like I said before, knowing that hearts were changing hearts. Our former pastor, when I first proposed this ministry, again, it was the first in the Allentown Diocese. And he said, you know, John, the Respect Life ministry, which I was a part of and was, you know, very important in our parish and still is that was, you know, more political side. And this is the service side. He said, you know, the Respect Life ministry was about changing minds, or is about changing minds. This is about changing hearts. And again, we've seen evidence of that with the number of volunteers we have and just experiences we've had with the women we serve. And I'd like to share a little quote from the USCCB. It says, through the efforts of parishes nationwide, we hope to move closer to the day when every pregnant mom knows where to turn for help and abortion is unthinkable. So just, you know, if I read that every day and the rest of us and stay centered in prayer and trust in the Lord and knowing that he wants this and he is walking with us as well as we walk with the women.
If someone came to you, he or she was interested in launching this type of program in his or her church, what advice would you have?
I would, first of all, tell them if they want to reach out to me or, you know, to look on our website, that would be great. We've been approached about, you know, spreading the ministry to other parishes across the state, but also go to the USCCB Walking with Moms website. They provide an action guide that walks you through the steps, how to implement it, because without that, honestly, it would have been almost impossible. But, you know, they give you the guidelines, but they also say it's going to be unique to your parish, your community. So, you know, make sure that how you do it is what fits your parish, your community, your church. So, for example, you know, some parishes, they create a website of resources, and that's all they're able to do at this time. And that's great. Other parishes, you know, do more and provide the mentoring and so forth. And I would say that don't think it has to be, you know, done in anyone's time but your own and God's. You know, take your time step by step. And, you know, if you're a smaller parish, it can fit that. If you're larger parish, it can be done at the diocesan level, but we'd be happy to help and serve as a model.
Do you ever wonder what would have become of these women had your ministry not been there?
Absolutely. And my sister-in-law, she became pregnant unexpectedly at a very young age, and, you know, her parents and she felt there was no alternative, and she has regretted every day of her life. And she said on our website, she provides testimony where she says, you know, I felt abortion was the only recourse I had, because ministries like Walking with Moms weren't around or didn't exist for me. So that is powerful. And I think, you know, again, you know, lives can be saved. And these mothers, the USCCB, when they were researching and developing the program, put out a statistic that said something like 70% of those women who have had abortions, if just one person would have said, we will support you, we will walk with you, that would have been enough. But when they feel alone and isolated, scared, you know, that's the biggest thing. And they have financial issues, what have you. So just knowing that there's people that not only care, but will love unconditionally and not judge and just be there for whatever needs you and the child might have, and the father and the whole family.
And I think that it's important to note that this is a team effort. And right now, there are so many people involved who are assisting you in this wonderful ministry.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one person could never, you know, and new people keep emerging in a parish. And I'd like to help, and how can I help? And, you know, everyone has special talents, you know, different talents. That's the thing, you know. And so you got to blend you're good at this. You're good at fundraising. You're good at publicity. We're having a holy hour for life during Respect Life Month in October. So our choir director, our spiritual director, our prayer committee, those people came together and put that holy hour for life together, which is a beautiful thing and something that we don't regularly have in our parish. And the person who made the website is a professional website designer, but also a volunteer in the ministry. She did it free of charge, and it's amazing, you know. And it's just been, we have a woman now who is serving as our liaison. She's connecting us with the local high schools. They're actually doing we're having a billboard design. So the local high schools are doing a billboard design contest. So, you know, and that was this woman who has recently taken on a more prominent role. And that was her idea, and it's really sparked great interest among the teens who are That's a demographic that obviously we need to reach, and for practical spiritual reasons, every which way you can think of.
How can our listeners support your efforts?
Thank you. We have a website. Like I said, it's stjameswalkingwithmoms.com. On there, if you're local, you don't have to be, or somewhat local in the Allentown or Lehigh Valley area, there's a way to sign up to volunteer. But even if you're not local, there's things that people can do from home. Even if you're not in the area, we also have an online donation for, you know, funds that we need, because we'll provide gift cards and so forth to the women. And so I would say go to our website. If there's we have a helpline. If there's somebody listening that, you know, does need help, that's on the website as well. So.
That is wonderful. We have been speaking with John Walesi of Walking with Moms in Need at St. Jane Frances de Chantal's Church in Easton. John, it's been a pleasure to have you on Positively Pro-Life.
It's been an honor to be here, and I thank you for this opportunity. And God bless your work as well.
Thank you so much. Positively Pro-Life is made possible through the generous support of the members of the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation all across the Commonwealth. The Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation is the largest single-issue pro-life organization in the Keystone State, with nearly 40 local county-based chapters. We shine a spotlight on the most vulnerable individuals, from the very dawn of life to the twilight of life. Thank you for joining us for the program today. It would not be the same without you. We are grateful for your continuing support and encouragement. And remember, above all, there's always a reason to choose life.